This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's our toll-free number. And we're all about freedom here. We'd love to talk about it, but hey, it's open phone, so you can talk about whatever you like. Whatever's on your mind, you've never been on the radio before, this is the perfect opportunity. Over 200 stations coast to coast and around the world via things like satellites and the internet, that vast and sometimes embarrassing morass of stuff that makes it up. Joined in studio tonight, we are joined by I'd like to say welcome back, an extremely tired looking Ian Freeman.
Well, I woke up at like 10 this morning after going to bed at like 2:30, 3 in the morning. You and I hung out a little bit last night after I got back, Rich, and woke up at like 10 or 11, and I probably could have forced myself to stay up. I'd slept for 7 hours at that point.
Right.
Took Jazzy out and made a couple phone calls because I had to call a couple radio stations, scheduled calls, and I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to go back to bed. I'm a little tired. And then I woke up at 7 p.m., like right on time. I didn't even set an alarm.
Wow.
I woke up, looked at my clock. I'm like, 7 o'clock?
Yeah, travel like that. Travel like that really takes it out of you. I was prepared for you to sleep through the show tonight.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I even did show prep just in case.
And joined Nobody.
Nobody's here.
Rich Paul, also known as Nobody. So welcome, and we'll see if we have to prod or pick Ian up halfway through the show. I think he's gonna be fine.
I'm gonna follow my party strategy, which is if they pass out, I just leave them lie till they wake up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I didn't have an alarm. I just woke up on my own.
I mean, I couldn't let you do any prodding if he does pass out. That's just gross.
So I did want to talk to you a little bit about your trip. I mean, I know this was somewhat of a mix of business and pleasure. I think anytime you get
to... He just went over to say hi.
Hi. Yeah, I bet they do. But it was a little bit of a mix of business and pleasure. Mm-hmm. I know you met with the Bitcoin.com guys, and they are a sponsor of the show. And I know that there was certainly some interest in finding out what's going on over there.
I didn't really know. I mean,
they sell little girls' panties and vending machines. That's what's going on over there.
Bitcoin.com does?
No, I don't think so.
Of course
not. No. Bitcoin.com is completely innocent.
I don't think. Actually, I looked into, because I was researching the magic mushroom vending machines when I went there. I looked that up and I kind of pulled up an article about the weird stuff that they have in vending machines in Japan, because there's vending machines everywhere. You can't throw a stone and not hit two of them.
Right.
And I guess both of those things were outlawed, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. So
they outlawed underwear vending machines. I wonder what the excuse for that was.
I think so. I know for sure they outlawed the magic mushrooms in 2002. I guess they were going to have like an Olympics there.
Wow.
And they were embarrassed about the magic mushroom vending machines, so they outlawed those, which is a shame because it would have made the trip a lot
worse. Well, either that or they didn't want to find out how fast these guys could run on mushrooms. Can you imagine being on mushrooms and like your one aim in life is to win this race?
Well, you know, it's not impossible. Focus. Wasn't there a baseball pitcher who threw a no-hitter while on acid?
Yes.
I can't remember the guy's name. Once you're into the zone, I mean, you're vibing with the universe. You can do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You ever see somebody get in a fight on acid?
No, thank goodness.
It's actually kind of frightening.
Wow.
Yeah, don't push people too far when they're tripping, because they don't know that you've hurt them, so they don't care until the next day.
I think we're at 49 years since Doc Ellis threw a no-hitter on acid.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and it was. I mean, that was a feat.
Did you know that, or did you look it up?
I had to look it up.
Okay,
there is a great documentary out there about this story, and this. It's called No-No, a documentary about Doc Ellis. About Doc Ellis. But yeah, he was, and those guys were, this was, I think, the early 70s, and they were partying hard, and he just, you know, that was sort of his lifestyle at that point anyway, and everybody was like, how'd you do that? He's like, do what?
So, I mean, obviously, Bitcoin.com is a sponsor here, and we, you know, we love what Roger has done. He's an important person in the history of Bitcoin.
Yes.
One of the first, if not the first, people to put money into investing into various different startups like blockchain.info and many of these other companies that are still with us today. That are the foundational companies for the Bitcoin universe.
Yeah.
And, you know, I knew he was is a big supporter of cryptocurrency and all that. And, you know, I've known he's put a lot of money into it. I didn't realize how much of an operation they really have. There's 90 people that work for Bitcoin.com. They're not all based in Tokyo. He's got some programmers scattered about the world, but has a good crew of probably a couple dozen there in Tokyo. And they're working on all kinds of stuff. That I'm sure not all of it I can reveal, but I think I can say that they've got some deals they're cutting because apparently there's a new token thing with Bitcoin Cash.
SLP, Simple Ledger Protocol, which I was doing some research on, and I have been looking into it over the last couple of weeks. It's another platform where you could build your own cryptocurrency, build your own token, make it do anything you want it to.
Have you ever seen the? I mean, have you ever actually sent and received the Ethereum tokens before?
Yes,
they're a pain in the butt.
It is. It is a pain. And
you gotta. There's this thing called gas, and I'm still not exactly sure what it is, but it's some sort of fee that's Ethereum, but it's called gas.
Right.
And you have to send gas in order to send the tokens out to people, and you have to know how much gas to send, but there's no real good way to know. It's like you just kind of send it, and if it doesn't work, then send more.
Send more gas.
And, and then eventually you'll find the right amount, and it'll work. It's kind of a pain in the butt. Maybe there's easier ways to do it now, but the last time I tried it, it was a pain.
Yeah, but so many tokens were built on that platform because it was really the first platform you could do it on, and I think the first time I saw a platform really designed around creating different assets was Ravencoin. And, you know, I have some experience with Ravencoin, and I'm a fan of Bruce and those
Bruce
guys, and they do cool
stuff.
We've
spoken at their conference.
Absolutely. But I didn't
almost
want to...
never in the computer science, in the computer business, does the first to market end up being the dominant. I would have been very surprised if Ethereum had been the dominant platform for long. You know, just because you don't know how to design one of these things until one of them has been designed.
Right. And there are definitely some competition, but I played around with SLP on the Bitcoin Cash side, and it's very straightforward.
Yeah.
It's very
easy to send,
simple.
Easy to receive, easy to make tokens.
And cheap.
And so, you know, they actually had this thing that was, I guess, kind of probably made in... to be similar to this lightning torch that was being passed around.
Yes.
It's like a Bitcoin Lightning, which is on the old BTC blockchain, with a lightning network where people were passing this symbolic torch thing around the lightning network and, you know, posting online. And I got passed this thing by somebody. I think it was actually Steven Seiler. He was here last month, and he's like, you got to install this thing. I want to give you this. I'm like, oh, great. Another token. Yeah. You know, it was like kind of my attitude. And when I was in Tokyo, what they were telling me about was, like, there's some major companies that they're working with, not in the U.S., but in Japan and in Australia so far, that are, I think they already have built their own token, or they're going to, and they're going to start offering to accept their own token at point of sale at their major companies. Like, we're talking about the equivalent of, like, a Walmart.
Right.
In Japan.
Sure.
And these are Bitcoin Cash tokens,
Bitcoin
not
Cash.
Ethereum tokens?
Correct.
Okay.
So they'll be accepting their own token and Bitcoin Cash at point of sale if these deals go through. And it was pretty impressive what they were
doing. Now, when they create these tokens, how does that affect the demand for Bitcoin Cash itself?
It
is some
up.
Of the Bitcoin Cash sequestered when the token is created to represent the value of the token?
I think you just have to spend the fees to...
You have to spend a little bit of fee. So you could, you know, and the demo I watched was, you know, the guy started out with all of 10 cents worth of Bitcoin Cash. He created some tokens, and then he, you know, moved a billion of them here, a billion of them there. You can do that. You can. I think there's more effort that needs to go into the planning how you're going to use your token. because it could take your developers minutes to create a new token. 855 450 free. I want to hear more about Ian's trip because
I learned a lot.
This is and the news how to say Konnichiwa. 855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehash stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free. That's our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. And I wanted to tell you about Edge Wallet, since we're talking about cryptocurrencies. Edge Wallet is available, and I recommend it. If you have iOS or an Android mobile wallet, you're going to find that in your Play Stores. You can use the Edge Wallet to buy, sell, trade, securely hold your cryptocurrencies. It is controlled by you. You are in control of your own money, which is one of the benefits of cryptocurrency. There's built-in support for Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, many, many more. This comes to you from a veteran team that has been building since 2014. And their tagline is secure your business. Find out more at edge.app.
They do a great job. And they used to program the Airbits wallet back when.
Right.
Back when there were only Bitcoin wallets, they didn't have these other cryptos out there.
Right.
Airbits was the king of all the Bitcoin wallets. It was the best, hands down. And now they do Edge, and Edge is, of course, a multi-crypto wallet. I actually got to use a new feature. Oh, I mean, it's not new to Edge, but it was new to me. I'd never used it before on Edge, the exchange feature. Have you ever used Edge's exchange feature?
I haven't yet.
So they've teamed up with Changely, which is one of those websites that you can go to and just kind of drop in some crypto and then tell it to what to turn it into, and it's pretty slick. But the interface was as easy as it could be with Edge. Basically, you hit exchange on whichever crypto you want to exchange. So I had some Dash. I wanted to turn it into Bitcoin BTC. So I hit the exchange button on it, and it says, what do you want to turn this into? Bitcoin BTC. How much? Put it in. Boom, you're done.
Nice.
And within minutes, you get the Bitcoin in your wallet. It is so, so easy. And I had a local business owner call me this week. Actually, Roberta from Corner News, the first business to take crypto in the area.
Right.
She was like, I want to exchange some of this Dash into Bitcoin, which, of course, is understandable. The Bitcoin price has been going crazy recently. And unlike a lot of the times when Bitcoin goes up, most of the altcoins kind of go along with it.
Yeah.
Not on this run-up. It seems like Bitcoin has been going up without all of the altcoins going with it.
But depending on the time, and with any of these things, when you get into a strong bull or a strong bear market, you're going to have things that defy it.
Sure.
Ethereum seems to be kind of bouncing opposite of Bitcoin.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's odd.
It says to me that this probably is a whale-driven rally in that, if it's a renewed grassroots enthusiasm for crypto, then everybody's going to buy into their favorite crypto. But when you see only one coin going up, that tells me that one guy or a couple of guys are really excited about that one coin, but it's not necessarily reflecting a broad-based excitement in the crypto community, although it may regenerate a broad-based excitement over time. I went actually looking through my wallet last night to change any residual BTC I had into something else because I expect that either the other cryptos are going to rise or Bitcoin's going to fall.
Well, we'll see over time, but in this case, she was asking me, how do I change this Bitcoin into Dash? I was like, well, do you have Edge Wallet? Because I can't remember which wallets.
Right,
are the,
right.
Because I've taken notes on that, but I don't really know. And she's like, no, I've got Uphold. You told me to have Uphold. I was like, well, no, I suggested that you have a crypto, multi-crypto wallet, but you
right.
wanted to easily change your crypto into cash. And so whenever a business owner wants to change it into cash, Uphold's the way that I recommend. Uphold.com. Not a sponsor, and they've got terrible service, just so you know.
Slight caveats there.
When it's working, it works fine. And so it's like, well, and the Uphold exchange thing is such a confusing mess. It's like they use terms like buy and deposit and card instead
cards,
of wallet.
Yes.
So like they changed the terms of everything, and it's like it was just an absolute mess and so many steps involved. And I'm like, look, Roberta, if you want, I can help you put all this into one wallet, and it'll make it super easy. And she's like, yeah, call me after you get back from the trip. So
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna hook her up with Edge Wallet, and it's so easy to exchange through Edge.
Yeah.
So easy.
And the idea of exchanges and cryptocurrency are destinations you can go to. You can offer one cryptocurrency and receive something else in exchange for it. That's the term. And it's just like sort of like a stock exchange. The best ones are the ones that are really, really simple to use. And this idea that you can do it all within one wallet through Changely. That's pretty cool.
And there are other
apps that have been out there. Shapeshift.io is really old. But
they went bad with Know Your Customer stuff. They must have gotten threatened.
Yeah, so you've got to register, and I was going to ask you about Changely. If they have done anything like that? Nothing.
Nope. Literally, I've never signed up for Changely. I didn't have to log in. It was just, what do you want to change it to?
Yeah.
Thing. Done.
Nice.
Yep.
Well, very, very
cool. Edge.app.
Edge.app. Yeah, we like that one a lot.
So what else do you want to know about Japan?
Japan? I want to know everything, Ian.
Well, I certainly don't know everything.
Is there any actual danger of turning Japanese?
I've got to say, it is a persuasive place. I mean, I could understand why somebody would want to, delve into that culture.
And you could pass. You've got the coloration,
Are you saying I'm yellow?
Not yellow, but you've got, black hair.
Okay.
As you don't see a lot of brown hair in Japan, you're a little
Some
bit
Some of the women
birdie.
Dye their hair.
They could think you were just a really tall, pale Japanese guy.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know, especially the tall part. Let's just stay on these completely racist comments. Did you tower over everyone? Stereotype number two.
Definitely the women there are pretty short. There's no doubt about that.
Interesting. Would you guess an average height?
I wouldn't guess, but probably a little lower than the
U.S. I think U.S. is 5'4 is an average height for women.
I thought it was like 5'5, but yeah.
I could be wrong.
Wow.
Whatever. Yeah, but a little bit less. But I imagine the culture has got to be fascinating.
The women are generally better looking, and they generally hold on to their looks longer. That's what I saw.
This is, again, differences in culture, but I've seen some Asian women that I don't know if you're 18 or 60.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. Yeah. I don't have that eye, and they certainly hold their looks in different ways.
I've never been on a date with an older woman before, but I did that when I was in Japan.
Interesting.
And she looked good.
Ah, good for her. Yeah. Good for her. Well, excellent. Anything else that just stands out? A cultural difference that you maybe didn't realize when you went over there?
I don't know. I don't think I knew a whole lot at all, I mean, when going over there. We've read some news articles about Japan here on Free Talk Live on occasion, like about how the culture there with young people is becoming more insular, which is true here, too.
Sure.
But apparently it's more true there than it is here. At least that's what we've read, right?
Right.
Insular in not wanting to interact with... Okay, so personally and socially, not nationally or economically.
Right.
Okay.
Not, going out, not meeting people, not going on dates, not having girlfriends, not,
Sort of a lost generation.
Yeah. And so I don't know if it's as a result of that or if it's always been this way, but there's a high interest in American men from the American women or the Japanese females over there.
Perfect. 855, 453, We'll pick on Ian a little bit more. I got a couple more questions for him about Japan.
Were we supposed to be picking on him?
But this is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump unveiled his immigration policy during a Rose Garden speech at the White House on Thursday.
Our plan achieves two critical goals. First, it stops illegal immigration and fully secures the border. And second, it establishes a new legal immigration system that protects American wages, promotes American values, and attracts the best and brightest from all around the world.
The president is also calling for funding a border wall, as well as sweeping changes to the asylum system and a visa lottery program. The northern Sierra Nevadas are getting pounded with snow. The National Weather Service says a winter storm warning is in effect at over 6,000 feet until 6 a.m. on Friday. That area could see up to 2 more feet of snow. As that storm moves from west to east, you can expect severe weather in the plains over the weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
How to get a healthy smile? Celebrity dentist Dr. Daniel Nathan says it starts with taking care of your enamel.
Over time, acids in our diet, such as citrus, seltzer, green juices, vinegar, and wine, can weaken our enamel through a process called demineralization. As enamel wears away, it exposes the yellow dentin underneath, discoloring and dulling our healthy smiles. When the enamel's gone, it doesn't grow back, making it that much more imperative to help repair and protect the enamel that you have. I recommend my patients use ProNamel's Intensive Enamel Repair twice a day. It works by helping lock in fluoride and calcium, vital minerals that are essential to rehardening enamel, deep into the surface of your teeth and help repair micro damage and promote remineralization. It also protects from future acid erosion, ultimately leaving teeth stronger and much more protected.
Use it twice a day, he says. What else? Wait 30 minutes before brushing after you've had acidic foods and use a straw for acidic drinks. Go to pronamel.com for more info.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. Give us a call, 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Chris.
Hey, Ian here.
And nobody.
And nobody. Also, the artist formerly known as Rich Paul.
It's
We've been grilling Ian because Ian just got back from Japan.
That's and because we love grilled Ian in the spring.
Grilled Ian. but it's been rather intriguing. And, of course, we had a bunch of crypto questions for him because he was over there visiting the offices of Bitcoin.com. And we wanted to know kind of what was going on over there. And then, of course, we immediately slid into all the cultural things that we're just typical Americans.
What do we know?
Just like, let me ask a bunch of stupid questions.
No tipping.
But I find it interesting.
No tipping. Nope.
That's interesting.
It's an insult to tip somebody there.
Yeah. Well, when you tip somebody there, when you over-tipped back in the day, when my father lived there, they did tip. I think the no tipping might be a new thing. But he said if you gave a very generous tip in a restaurant in Japan, it was saying you're going to need this extra money because you're not going to have your job very long.
Yikes. Hey, we're going to go to the phones where we've got Matthew in L.A. He's listening on TuneIn. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live. What's up?
Hey, guys. The tipping thing, that's new. When I was living in Kobe, tipping was considered okay. But the waitress always felt like she had to give you something in return for your tip.
Really?
It's like I hear a cry. Like I hear the cry of 100 waitresses cursing Ian's name in Japanese and not knowing why they didn't get a tip.
No, this is this.
Could
is,
it be?
Maybe it's just Tokyo, but that's what
a lot of countries don't just. Yeah, it's not part of culture.
I was curious if you've got the chance to go anyplace else besides just Tokyo.
No, that's it.
Okay.
Did you ride a bullet train?
I rode a train, not a bullet train.
Oh, okay.
No, you wouldn't ride a bullet train from one end of Tokyo to the other. now, the thing I was listening to, my favorite talk show host in the morning, is a very conservative guy, and he was talking with some guy with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which was odd because normally these guys won't go on a show that supports Donald Trump. This guy was talking about the energy revolution. And in the portion of the how we're producing so much of our own energy, and in the course of the conversation, the guy said, of course, you know, there's that made global warming, which, you know, is real. And I'm like, that just went right by the host. And I was thinking to myself, has the Overton window shifted so much that this has gone from a theory to a fact? Or maybe we could call it a religion?
I do. I think that people that are hardcore believers in anthropomorphic global climate change, whatever they're calling it this week.
Prosperity,
I have no idea,
is a sin against equality, and those who sin will burn in the eternal fires of global warming.
but again, you are derided for, you know, of course it's been years that you've been derided, but now even people that I thought were kind of at least smart and skeptical are kind of backing down. Your thoughts?
I would agree with you. Now I'm hearing, you know, the crusade against plastic, and I'm thinking to myself, whoa, why? If we said we didn't believe them when they told us the planet was going to burn up because of CO2, now they're crusading against plastic, and it's just, it's just how liberty vanishes is not one swell poop, but nibble, 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 nibble.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Matthew, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. This idea that every possible ecological sin is all the fault of man, while neglecting little things like that huge fusion bomb that's going off called our sun, and puts more heat radiation on this planet than we could ever even think of changing. I think it's a little bit of folly. But if you disagree with me, give me a call, 855-450-FREE. I'm not saying that mankind does not have an impact. I just question whether it's right to spend trillions of dollars on fixing something that no one can prove through the scientific method is actually a real thing.
Yeah, there's no natural or normal state for the Earth. I mean, Antarctica under the miles of trees.
I got to stop you right there, Rich. You know, weren't you taught in school what the proper temperature of the Earth is? It's a number like 98.6 is for humans, right?
Oh, 72 degrees?
Okay, I'm good with that. That's accurate as anything else. It's nice.
They say.
It's kind of balmy.
But under the ice in Antarctica, they have found the remains of forests.
Sure.
Which means there was a time in the past when the Earth was much warmer. And yeah, maybe you didn't want to live around the equator during that time, but it sounds like the Antarctic was a good place to live, and chances are the North Pole was a good place to live. So if some people need to move around the planet, that's fine. People could adjust to that. It might actually kind of improve things to reshuffle things once in a while.
Well, there is a fact, and that is more people die when it is cold then people die when it's warm. So it's at least beneficial to human life. We get more plant growth. We get better and easier agriculture. There's all sorts of things like that you would have to weigh. I guess what I try to do is to keep my time frame in check, and we're looking at 5 billion years so far. And we've got 5 billion probably more that this thing's going to go on. And here we are worried about this tiny sliver that is human existence right now.
Well,
and
there's a whole number of things that just drive me mad about it. You know, the first is, gee, when we first become sophisticated enough to even do the measurements, we suddenly decide we're in the middle of a crisis.
That's a good point.
Like, well, we could never measure before, so this might be exactly what you would expect.
Mm.
The idea that you're going to exactly determine the average temperature of the globe by drilling down into an ice core, that might tell you the local temperature in one area of the world, but guess what? Some places are colder than usual, and some places are hotter than usual any given year. The whole thing is built on a house of cards. I'm not saying it's not true, but it's certainly not proven.
Well, and my question is how many billions or trillions of dollars are worth taking out of economies to states, or excuse me, for companies that set up things like exchanges for warming or global carbon credits. That's what I was looking for. Because this is big business that companies are buying and selling and trading these things through Al Gore's companies.
This is a naked money grab.
Yeah.
That's all I see out of global warming is a naked a money grab and also a power grab, because everything you do produces carbon dioxide. So if they can regulate your carbon dioxide output, they can regulate whatever you do, even breathing.
Absolutely, and they do like to regulate almost everything. I know we're on a lot of stations. A couple weeks ago, we announced over 200 stations,
yay,
which was a big deal for this humble, extremely talented radio show.
We've got the best humility on radio.
We do. But I know we're on in San Francisco, for example.
Are we on in San Francisco?
I think so.
We take some calls from there. So
there's one guy who calls. He listens online.
Oh.
Yeah, we're not on in San Francisco.
Dang it.
Sorry.
Well, I imagine we're on somewhere where a liberal may be listening to us, or if you're an environmentalist, you believe that I'm completely off base on this, call me up and tell me why. I want to know. 855-450-FREE. We're welcoming Ian back to the States from Japan. And if you have questions for him, give us a call, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. Themorganreport.com. Themorganreport.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, 855-453, free as in freedom, free as in no free lunch. That's 855-450-3733. But I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin Cash related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a Bitcoin Cash wallet, buy Bitcoin Cash, and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin Cash. You can also read the latest news or engage with the community on the Bitcoin.com forums. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. There's Bitcoin.com.
Some of the big news that I definitely can announce out of Bitcoin.com is they are launching their own local Bitcoin's competitor. So they are going to have local.bitcoin.com.
Wow.
And it'll be Bitcoin Cash, of course.
Right.
And one of the really neat parts about it is it's going to be without know your customer requirements, meaning that the sellers and the buyers will not have to identify themselves to the website, that the conversations between sellers and buyers will be encrypted between the parties, so the site will have no idea what is going on. This, you will be able to assign an arbitrator basically to your transaction, so there will still be a way to bring a third party in to say, oh, somebody was being scummy here, or there's a scam going on, or whatever.
Right.
So they're going to have a way to deal with that. But basically, it's going to be a less, I don't even know if it'll be custodial. I think there's going to be some sort of a smart contract action going on instead of having to put your funds into a wallet on the site, I think.
Right.
I'm not sure about that aspect, but that is actually up right now. It hasn't started as far as the trading hasn't begun, but you can register an account. You can put up your first advertisement to promote whether you want to, I think it's just selling right now, but they're going to turn on buying soon as well. So it's there at local.bitcoin.com.
That is big news.
Yeah.
Local Bitcoins has been sort of a long-standing way for people to purchase Bitcoin.
Right. In real life, too. You can meet people in real life.
Yeah, and that can be everything from meeting somebody at a coffee shop to, doing something via depositing money in a bank and things like that. And local Bitcoins has become somewhat of a target by certain prosecutors around the country saying, well, you didn't collect all this You know,
right.
Know your customer laws and all these things.
I think they're based in Finland, and the Finnish government basically cracked down on them, saying you got to have ID from all your sellers or something like that.
Yeah.
They had to jump through those hoops.
And that's
have you actually read the Know Your Customer laws?
God, no. Why would I want to do that?
Do they even apply to a church is what I'm wondering. I guess they wouldn't.
I don't know anything about all those things.
I think the people that are going to adjudicate these things, meaning federal government, you know, they're going to declare it whatever they want it to be, whatever they feel will protect you, the listener, from people conducting transactions that do not affect you whatsoever in any way.
Act the capitalism between consenting adults.
Yeah. Props to the folks at Bitcoin.com for getting that going. That sounds like quite an endeavor. It would not be a simple thing to just clone, local Bitcoins, and it sounds like they're doing things right with encryption and a healthy distrust of law. I'm sure they respect this stuff to some degree, but this idea that we have to go to government every time we want to do something innovative before we do it is, the whole Mother May I thing, and that's kind of ridiculous. Sad. We've been talking with Ian because he just got back from Japan. Ian has
I think you got your Discord unmuted there. Somebody's got a motorcycle.
Sorry about that.
My gosh, we do. Gabe, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I'm from Vermont, which is right next to New Hampshire.
Well,
listen to you guys all the time.
Is that where they keep that now?
Pardon?
Is that where they keep Vermont now?
Anyway, I wanted to discuss a bill which has been introduced to the House called S-169, which would pretty much put a 24-hour waiting period on handguns and purchasing of handguns.
Ooh.
Boo-boo.
Two gun bills.
Yeah.
Nothing good.
Have you considered coming over to New Hampshire?
We're kind of close.
Just got a new house.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Well, that's okay. So where do you see this going forward?
About a year ago, Vermont passed a bill called S-55, which was like the starting point for all these new gun control laws. And so I think this is going to pass with flying colors, unfortunately.
Mm.
Yeah, I suspect so. Vermont's always been sort of an anomaly to me because I'm very much a pro Second Amendment. Mm. Let me rephrase that. I'm pro right to defend oneself against threats, and I shouldn't have to ask anybody's permission to do that. Vermont, which is a very crunchy liberal,
socialist hellscape.
Thank you, socialist hellscape has had these lack of laws governing anything about firearms for almost
hundreds of years.
Yeah, as long as it's been in existence, and something will happen like Sandy Hook and, the rest of the country is just going crazy and Vermont just sits back there and goes, you can still carry a gun wherever you want.
And, of course, none of these things ever happen in Vermont that I know of.
They don't. No. It's one of the safest, I think rated the safest state in the country. New Hampshire's always up there with it. I seem to think Vermont sometimes.
Are Vermont and New Hampshire 1 and 2?
Something like that. I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Vermont, we've had our own Second Amendment, Article 16, in our own Constitution since 1777. So it was always a really big thing until, like, the 60s and 70s when the liberals and the socialists kind of emigrated here.
Yes.
Hmm.
And it's interesting. People look at what's going on in New Hampshire, the Free State Project, and other efforts to create a political-based migration of people who agree. Yeah. And I often point to Vermont and say, look at Vermont. They absolutely did it. You know, the downside for me was these were people that weren't really interested in liberty or freedom. But they wanted to bring their brand of what they believed to a state and take it over, and they did it.
You see, I'll tell you what, I would love to see that process completed. If they did a version of the Free State Project for anarcho-socialists in Vermont...
Can we send to Mars?
Huh?
No, I'm just
kidding. that's one of the ideas, but also the idea is it's as easy for two states to secede as it is for one state to secede, and it would be nice to have allies, even if we go our separate ways once we're free of the U.S.
Absolutely, Gabe. Any final thoughts?
Pretty much it.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, sorry about that. Some minor tweaks on our board, so I'm stumbling a little bit, but I appreciate it. We're going to go to Darwin, who's calling in from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Darwin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I know you hate to hear that, but
I never.
I was interested in talking a little bit about the global warming that you were discussing. I think that the way to understand it is to look at four graphs, just in the last 100 years. One of them is human population as a function of time over the last 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is worldwide oil consumption. The third one is carbon dioxide content in the atmosphere.
Okay.
And the fourth one is average global temperature.
So I should be able to compare these against numbers from 1,000 years ago. Let's just stick to modern times. I should be able to compare
the thermometers
these to about
1,000 years ago.
Hold on, well, I should be able to go back 500 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
On all these graphs,
you could.
But correlation isn't causation.
The trend is very visible in the last 100 years, though. And what you see is they all have this exponential property. Human population growth, it was about 2 billion in 1930. It was about 3 billion in 1960. We're at 7 billion plus today.
Let me pick on one of your graphs and say average temperature. Can I hold you over, Darwin? Because I'd love to continue this conversation. Is that okay?
Question to think about is how is that calculated?
Correlation's not causation. Oh.
Absolutely. We've got some other things we're going to talk to Darwin when we return, but 855-450-FREE, what do you think? Where do you stand on this issue where billions and trillions of dollars flow in and out of economies, and can we do anything?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.